Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
Into hour number two of the program. We've got a lot coming up at 7:20, so in less than 15 minutes, Alex Matheson from the Battle Hawks will join us. They're coming off a win in their regular season finale, and now they get set for the postseason, which will begin this weekend. And then Mark Emmert from Cardinals Magazine, he's going to join us at 7:35 to go through what is in this month's edition of the magazine. So that's all coming up. As always, if you want to chime in on anything that we're talking about, multiple ways to get connected with the program, you can call or text 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air, M-A-T-T. Pauley on air, or you can leave a message on the video chat. If you are watching us on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube, you can just leave a message right there, and we'll get to that. Yeah, there's been a lot of talk here about Nolan Gorman recently, and we certainly talked about a fair amount during Redbird Rush Hour. Got a text message from the 217 that says Nolan Gorman does not get enough at-bats. And the card... There's a little bit of an opening right now for Nolan Gorman to get some more at-bats while Jordan Walker is out. It's still not a direct thing. Like, Gorman doesn't play the same position as Walker. So it still takes a little bit of movement, and Alec Burleson is still involved in this. For the most part, you would think if the Cardinals want to put like their best lineup out there in terms of who's producing best right now, it's just getting Burleson out to right field and going there. But if you don't have Burleson in there, you're able to put Donovan in the outfield, and that opens up second base for Gorman. If you want to put Herrera behind the plate, DH opens up for Gorman. You can still have Burleson out in right field, and you can have Gorman DHing. So, and then you've got another bat in the lineup. So there are some things that you can do. We've mentioned Nolan Arenado maybe getting a day off more often here or there as a way to open up some third base at bats for Gorman as well. But generally, all that being true, but all that is also temporary, right? When Walker got injured, they said that it's expected to be a minimum time on the injured list kind of stint. And whether it really is just the 10 days or even if it goes on a little bit longer than that, barring some sort of unexpected setback, there's no reason to believe that this is going to be an extended absence. And then it's not even like a clear path forward to get Gorman more at bats with Walker on the injured list. There's things you can do, ways you can make it happen. Once Walker's back, that door that's halfway open goes back to being mostly closed. And here's the situation the Cardinals are in when it comes to Gorman. Everything about him says he had, if you completely and totally unlock him, he's got the ability to be a big-time, middle-of-the-order, run-producing bat. Something that any team would love to have. They haven't unlocked it yet. We are watching this year in particular guys fix things that have been off, I think thanks in large part to Brant Brown, where Brown's been as good as any hitting coach out there in terms of finding the flaws and swings and starting to go to work to fix things. And it's a multi-step process. And Jordan Walker is a fantastic example in all of this because Walker's been working a long time, and they'll fix one part and then they'll fix another. Like there's, you think of a swing as just being one thing. Well, there's different things that go in. There's a bit of a domino effect. I'm not a hitting coach. This is a conversation I like having with Kevin Wheeler because he can use words that are better than I can in describing what's going on. But it is, you can fix one part of it and then you get that and then you make another tweak and you fix this part of it. Like it can be, it's a process. And the benefit that Jordan Walker has had as he has gone through this process and as we've seen the hitting numbers get a little bit better for him recently is the fact that he's in the lineup more often than not. So he's able to work on something and then he's able to take it into a game. And that's where the problem exists with Nolan Gorman, just about actually getting him enough at-bats where he's able to work on stuff and then see the results of it in games. So when the texter from the 217 says Gorman does not get enough at-bats, I agree. I think Oliver Marmol agrees. If you go back to the story that was written by Katie Wu in The Athletic maybe a week ago, week and a half ago, whenever it was, maybe it's been less than a week, I don't know. I just know I read it and it was good. Oliver Marmol talked through the different things that they are doing to get players at bats and what they're doing with Alec Burleson and what they're doing with Jordan Walker and all those guys. And he said, if you went back and you read that story, he said, Ollie did to Katie Wu, that essentially the one name that you're not seeing is Nolan Gorman. And it is a struggle to find a spot for Gorman to be able to get that run of at-bats that you want to see him get. So you have that part of it going on. And then the other part of it is how this roster is going to look moving forward. Because I don't think Nolan Arenado is going anywhere. At this point, to trade Nolan Arenado, it truly has to be a perfect storm. You have to get a team that wants him. You have to get a team that he wants. You have to get a team that has a deep enough lineup that they take him on, knowing what he's going to do from an offensive standpoint right now, where they really just want him for his defense, but they can also be a team that can pick up enough of his salary that the Cardinals see it as being something that makes sense. Because the Cardinals are not going to trade him away where they're eating most of the salary. I think they set a number when they almost got that deal done with the Astros. It's probably about at the same point. Now, the one thing that the Cardinals do have going for them is every day that goes by, that's one less day that's on his contract. And this final year of the contract is a pretty reasonable number. But that being said, to me at this moment, the Arenado contract looks mostly like an untradeable contract to me. So you have Nolan Arenado not going anywhere. You have J.J. Weatherholt, who's on the way, and Weatherholt could very easily be in contention for the everyday second base spot for opening day in 2026. And don't forget about Thomas Tejasi. You can't just leave him at AAA and say, okay, this guy's going to go do a really good job and you're never going to see him back in the big leagues outside of injuries or something else that's going on. Like at some point, Tejasi either needs to be part of the big league team or you utilize him in a trade to go pick something else up. And I don't think that's something that the Cardinals are jumping to do right now with where this organization is at. So there's kind of a ticking clock here in terms of even having the at-bats that you would have available now for Gorman, which is almost none, versus what the roster would potentially look like in taking a step back a short amount of time when a Weatherholt and a Sejacy are probably going to be there, and they're all kind of playing the same spot. So I don't know what the Cardinals do. I don't completely know what the Cardinals do. I do the one thing I do know is when you get the opportunities to play Gorman, you take advantage of those opportunities. And you get them in there and you see what you're able to get out of them. I think what they have done recently with them, where the bat speed has almost been, not almost been, it's been taken down purposely with the idea that he makes more contact. He's got enough power in his bat that he doesn't have to have the super elite bat speed. He can be a guy who takes a little bit off of that and makes sure he makes contact, and he's still going to hit plenty of home runs because of his natural power. That's a good place to kind of start this process of where they're at right now in the swing. You just want to see an opportunity for him to get those at-bats where you can see if it is working or not. So if you want to chime in on that at all, feel free to do so. You can call or text 314-436-7900. It's 314-436-7900. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air, or you can leave a message on the video chat as well for those of you who are watching on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And, you can do that right there. We are going to take a break, and when we return, we're going to talk some Battlehawks. They just got done with their regular season, but they hope that they've got two more games of football left as the Battlehawks open up the postseason this weekend. Their long snapper, Alex Matheson, is going to join us in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. You're locked into a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Exciting things happening right now for the Battlehawks as they wrapped up the regular season, knocking off the DC Defenders 13-8 over the weekend. And now the postseason begins, as coming up on Sunday evening over at the Dome, they are going to play DC again. It was a rain-drenched game this past weekend, which made the job for Alex Matheson that much tougher. He is the Battlehawks' long snapper. He was also just named to the All-UFL postseason team as the top long snapper in the league, and he joins us right now. Alex, thanks for taking some time with us. Congratulations on the honor. I know there's more that you guys certainly want to accomplish, but it's a cool thing for at least right now.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for having me. We're, you know, classic phrase, job's not finished, you know. Really want to get further than we did last year and, you know, get over the hump and bring that championship home to St. Louis.
Two of the four special teamers on the All-UFL postseason list come from the Battlehawks, yourself, and then your kicker, Rodrigo Blankenship. It just goes to show the strong special teams that you guys have had all season long.
Yeah, I mean, we have a pretty big focus on special teams. Kyle Caffey, our special teams coordinator, is second to none. I mean, we're meeting with special teams, all four units, every day. Every morning at 8 a.m. we start with special teams. It's a huge focus, and I think it's helped us win a lot of games. And then personally, you know, me getting all UFL, a lot of it, especially the long snap, a lot of it's just based on Rod and Sterling just crushing the heck out of the ball. So I just got to give a shout-out to Rod and Sterling for having great years so that, you know, my name can be put on something. But, I mean, it's a team award. If the punt team doesn't block and cover well, you know, I'm not on it. So that's really good to work for the whole unit.
Yeah, it's a really good way to look at it. You mentioned the work you guys do. You guys all the teams train in the same area down in Texas during the week, so I'm sure you have conversations and talk with guys from other teams. Do you get the sense that there's more of a focus on special teams with St. Louis than there is for some of the other teams in the league?
Yes. No, there is. So in the specialist community, kickers, punters, and snappers, a lot of us train together in the offseason. So, you know, I have friends that we play against and we talk to them. And a lot of them in these other teams are a little jealous of St. Louis and how much we actually focus on that part of the game. And it shows on game day, time in, you know, game in and game out. You know, the work and the focus that we put on special teams really comes to light. And so, yeah, no, we hear it from other guys.
Was that about as challenging of a, you know, of an environment to long snap as, I mean, it was wet, it was rainy. I can't imagine. And your coach mentioned you by name. I mean, what was it like in that environment this past weekend?
It was interesting. So DC always has, you know, they play at Audi Field, which is a soccer stadium, which is perfect. They get a good amount of fans. So not only was there weather, you know, the environment there is not very friendly to opposing teams. We have a good rivalry, but the rain, I mean, that wasn't even just rain. You know, it was coming down. There was puddles on the field. I mean, I'm sure you could see it on the broadcast even. It's just all the light reflected. And then, we do, what, two drives, and then we go back into the locker room for another lightning delay. It was, you know, it was tough. But personally, I mean, I grew up in Wisconsin, played my college ball in Minnesota, all outdoors. So, you know, the weather, haven't had to deal with it in a while. But, you know, you just kind of rely on the experience and growing up. And, you know, realistically, I learned how to snap in bad weather. So it was nice to have that experience to rely on. And then, you know, having guys like Rod and Sterling, you know, professionals, guys have done it for a long time at high levels. You know, we just kind of have our little, you know, cheats, tips, tricks, whatnot to help deal with the weather and get through games like that. So a lot of it's just experience and, you know, relying on each other and just trusting it. And at the end of the day, having fun. You don't get to play on a grass field with that much, you know, mud and water up very often. Feels a little bit like old school football. So just try to take advantage of the opportunity to, you know, play in an adverse environment.
Did everybody have that feeling of, okay, let's enjoy this one? Or is that maybe a split locker room where some folks have your attitude towards it, but some would rather a nice sunny afternoon?
It felt, for the most part, like guys were excited about it, you know, because especially as week 10, and we kind of had, you know, the playoff situation locked up. We were playing a lot of guys who were just itching at the opportunity. But the vibe for all of us was it just really seemed like guys were having fun. You know, it's one of those games where it's like, all right, you know, you can't really control the weather. You can't control it's raining. Now, I'm not going to speak for the quarterbacks. I can't imagine that they were too psyched about it. But it really did just seem like the vibe of just like, all right, old school football in the mud. Let's, you know, have fun. Let's get down there. Let's get dirty and, you know, make them regret stepping on the field with us, you know.
You've gotten some NFL opportunities. You spent some time on the Rams practice squad. You spent some time with the Baltimore Ravens at a rookie minicamp. I know at the end of the day, like, the overall numbers that you put up are going to be look at what they look at. But do you also look at that as a situation just to kind of show your overall skill set, that you can go out there and you can be a long snapper pretty much no matter what the environment might be, which I would think would be important to NFL teams out there?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, especially because the NFL, I mean, your goal is to play through, you know, the middle of February. So, you know, the odds that, you know, if you're in the AFC, you have to go play a playoff game in Buffalo or NFC and, you know, in Green Bay or Kansas City, all of these places that are outdoor, you know, in December, January, February, bad weather. Yes, I mean, I love the opportunity to go out there and just put, you know, some film, like good film, play well in bad weather, just be like, you know, I can do it. Well, I trained in the offseason in San Diego, so that doesn't give coaches, I'm sure, a lot of confidence in my ability to play in bad weather. So, yeah, to your point, it was pretty nice to be able to put that on film and be like, yep, no, we can do it in bad weather just as well as we can in good weather. So it was a lot of fun.
You mentioned training in San Diego. You're originally from Wisconsin, Sun Prairie to be specific, played your college football at Minnesota State and Concordia St. Paul and Cal Lutheran. Was that what got you to California? How did you end up making San Diego the offseason home?
So yeah, 2020. It was a little bit thanks to COVID. So 2019 played at Concordia St. Paul, and then the 2020 season, the 2020 rolls around, COVID happened, shutdowns in March, spring ball's canceled, classes go online. And then throughout the summer, and then that summer, kicking coach in Minnesota by the name of Chris Hughes, a good guy, good coach, he got a couple of us local specialists in Minnesota and Wisconsin just to take a little week trip out to San Diego to go train with John Carney and Nick Novak. And so I went out there for that week, you know, enjoyed it, but snapped well enough to where John Carney, you know, pulled me aside, like, hey, you got a shot at this on Friday. Why don't you come out with my free agents instead of the college guys and give it a shot. And I did that, loved it, saw the environment that those guys work in. And then, you know, a little down the road that summer of 2020, the Division II season gets canceled. Right. And so now I'm sitting here at a crossroads. I think I was like 23 or 24 at the time, still playing college ball. And it was pretty much, you know, the other side of this line is taking football very seriously. And where I'm at right now is like, well, not sure. Do I get my degree? Do I move on? And with the season being canceled, I just kind of stepped over that line blindly, moved out to San Diego so I could train with John full time. And then 2021 rolled around and just getting recruited, looking to transfer. And Cal Lutheran, they ran a pro style punt. So instead of a college spread punt where I'd snap and cover, Cal Lutheran, I was able to snap and then block. And it was kind of nice after training a year with, you know, the pros, the free agents, to go back to Division III and get my first reps running pro-style punt, which then led me to my pro day at San Diego State, and then, you know, the pro stuff started falling after that. But it was getting year-round training with big names like John Carney and Nick Novak that drew me to San Diego.
It's a cool story. Always kind of enjoy hearing how people got to places where they go. From a team standpoint, you guys open up the postseason. You got to play D.C. again. I know this past week nobody showed much of anything. How do you go about, and how does the team go about approaching a second straight matchup against the same team where the stakes are very different this upcoming week than what they were this past weekend?
Well, I think that's where, personally, I think that's where like the rain might help. As a lot of you guys might know, last year, you know, we had a similar scenario with San Antonio. We played San Antonio week 10 and then played them immediately after in the playoff, and it didn't go very well for us. Well, this year with the rain last week, I mean, you know, game plans are kind of not really thrown out the window, but not only are you keeping it vanilla because you don't want to show them too much, but like, you can't really show a full offense in that type of weather. So it does mentally kind of give a separation for that game from this week's game to the point where it's, you know, it last week's out of mind. You know, it's kind of one of those anomaly games. Like, all right, pouring rain, we got the W. Forget about it. Let's on to this one. And then the other aspect of DC just being a rival. You know, just, you know, we just don't like those guys. Haven't since it started. in the, back in the XFL. You know, we're division rivals, and they got us twice that year. So it's, I don't know, it just feels a little easier to separate these two games, week 10 in playoffs, than it was last year with San Antonio. So I think a lot of guys are excited to go out there and get a W and finally, you know, cross that bridge and bring a championship home.
I know you guys are going to play the game in St. Louis no matter what, but was there a certain level of pride that went along with just finishing it off and legitimately winning the conference where it would have been a home game no matter what?
Oh, yeah. No, it definitely was, especially losing to D.C. earlier in the season. A lot of guys just, you know, like you said, pride. You just, you know, you don't want to give up two to the same team in one year, let alone a division rival, and for, you know, the title of conference champs. So there was a lot of pride on the line. And then a little bit of freedom, you know, with the game not necessarily having a ton of implications on playoffs. Guys were able to play loose. You know, you weren't as concerned about the weather. You're not as concerned about, you know, missing something. You just go out there and play free. And usually when guys play free and loose, you know, you play better. So it was a good little equation for us to go out there and play hard, play well, and beat a good football team.
Battlehawks in action Sunday night. That's going to be a 5 o'clock start over at the Dome. Tickets are available. Head to the Battlehawks website, theufl.com, and get to the Battlehawks page. You can go to their schedule page and then click the buy tickets, and they're right there. And hopefully it is a full house coming up on Sunday night. Alex, really enjoyed this conversation. Thanks for taking the time, and hopefully you guys have a couple more wins before all is said and done this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. Make sure you guys come out on Sunday at 5. Ready to beat D.C.
Awesome. Very good. That's Alex Matheson. He is a long snapper with the Battlehawks. Top long snapper in the league, according to the UFL All-League team, which came out earlier today. We're going to switch gears, get back into Cardinals baseball when we return here in just a moment. A new edition of Cardinals Magazine available, and one of their writers, Mark Emmert, is going to join us, talk through what is in this month's edition. That's up next on a Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going
down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We have you for a full 2 hours tonight, taking you till 8 o'clock because no Cardinals baseball. Cardinals, they will get back at it tomorrow. It's going to be a fun night at Busch Stadium tomorrow. A couple things going on. Cardinals, obviously, back in town. They're playing an interstate rival as the Kansas City Royals come to town. You would expect some folks from Kansas City will make the trip across the state. And then also, Kansas City has one of the top prospects in baseball. MLB Pipeline has them as the number 10 prospect. I believe Jack Caglione is going to be making his Major League debut. So going to be a fun weekend. When you're at the game, head on over to the stands where the stand where you can pick up a scorecard, a media guide, or a copy of Cardinals Magazine, a new issue available. And we're very happy to talk with Mark Emmert. He is a senior writer with Cardinals Magazine, joins us right now. Mark, appreciate the time as always. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Matt?
Doing all right. You had the cover story on this month's copy of Cardinals Magazine where you got into Lars Nootbaar. And one of the key points of the story is there was a mission that Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol gave Lars Nootbaar right before the season got started. Can you, without giving too much away, because we want people to pick up the magazine for sure, can you talk through what you learned when it comes to that?
Yeah, and I don't think it's a big secret that Lars Nootbaar is a really, really good leadoff hitter because he's so selective at the plate, has kind of otherworldly skills in that sense. And, it was in Memphis, the final exhibition game of the season, and you were there. I know to call it. I listened to you on the radio. You did a great job. And Ollie called Lars in his office and said, "You're going to be my leadoff guy every game this year." Last year, that had been Mason Wynn at the end of the year, as you know, and Mason had a little bit of a rough spring. Lars had a really nice spring, and he's done a great job in that leadoff spot. I think he's a perfect fit up there at the top of the lineup with Mason right behind him, and then Donovan batting third. That's been a really, really nice mix for the Cardinals this year.
Yeah, his last couple weeks, notwithstanding where he slumped a little bit, you look at his profile as somebody who can get on base but can also slug a little bit all at the same time. He's not going to give at bats away. He's going to make pitchers certainly work. He's going to draw his walks. He did that at a historic pace in the first month of the season. There's so many things that Nootbaar being in that leadoff spot has kind of helped unlock. And, beyond Nootbaar, then Wynn more recently going into the number two spot, there's just been different areas of this lineup where it feels like putting guys in certain positions has unlocked certain parts of the lineup.
Yeah, and I know Ollie really likes that left-right-left combination to start off that lineup with, and it's obviously he's got the three right guys there. And, Nootbaar leads the team in home runs and runs scored and walks and so many categories, and it's just been good, I think, for Cardinals fans to see him healthy for a long stretch. I mean, that's kind of been his biggest issue in the past, and he even mentioned that his goal is to play 150-plus games this year because that's one thing he has not accomplished yet, and he thinks that's what he owes his team.
All right, let's get into some of the other things that are in the magazine. And you and Elizabeth and Stan, I mean, you guys just do a great job putting together Cardinals Magazine, and especially during the season where you guys are putting out new issues on a very quick turnaround. It seems like just about every month. Lots of great stuff in this current issue edition that's available. Talk to me a little bit about Nolan Arenado's pet peeve when it comes to people handling his glove.
Well, he's not a big fan of it, for one thing, but that's actually a very interesting feature we have in this issue. It started way back in spring training. Major League Baseball had an initiative this year where they wanted to talk to a bunch of players across the league about their very first glove, the first glove they got when they were a child, what they remember about it, what was special about it. And so we kind of took that idea and expanded on it and talked to some of the current Cardinals about what it is about their current glove, why they chose the model they do, what kind of how they personalize it. And Stan McNeil interviewed Nolan. Of course, Nolan was happy to talk about his glove. He loved that conversation. And he does not like anybody putting their hands in his glove. He said it's okay if you pick it up and touch it, but don't put your hand in there. That for some reason really kind of creeps him out. And of course, we did not put our hand in his glove. We respected that wish. Sonny Gray says, "Hey, you could put your hand in my glove. I'm not a weirdo about it." So different guys have different kind of feelings for that part of their glove. But also, I thought it was interesting just to talk about these guys, you know, about how they personalize their gloves, how they break it in. Stubby Clapp is kind of the unofficial glove breaker in on the team, he told me. And that involves a microwave, of all things. Don't try that at home, but that's one little technique that he uses. And so it's just a lot of really interesting information about gloves. If you really are into gloves, and who isn't, we talked to six current Cardinals about their glove, all about their glove, and including their first glove they ever had as a child as well.
I'm kind of Team Arenado on this one. Like, sometimes, when Pajes played second base earlier this year, he had to use somebody's glove. And like that's a sweaty hand that's in like my glove. I don't want some other guy's sweat all inside my glove. Maybe I'm being a little something about that, but I think I'm Team Arenado on this one.
I think maybe they should wear a glove over their hand while they put it in your glove. I think maybe that's the secret there, right? Like a surgeon.
Yeah, they got athletic trainers. Hey, Chris Conroy, can I get a glove, man? There you go. That's the way it should work. It's like COVID era rules when it comes to glove or something. Yeah,
I like it. I don't want the hygiene.
Now, is it in the same story where you guys talk about the personal messages that are stitched on some of the gloves?
Yeah, and I didn't really realize how much care these guys put into those messages. Like, Victor Scott II has been using the exact same glove he got when he first signed with the Cardinals after they drafted him, which I was surprised the glove lasts that long, but some of those guys can keep him going for a while, and that's been like 4 years now. That's that baby blue thing that you've seen him wear, and he's got on there Love You, Ma, of course, and then also GGAC, which stands for God's Grace and Covering, which is a statement that he makes to his parents and they make to each other whenever they end a phone conversation. So those two things are on his glove. Of course, Lars Nootbaar has the very bright green Mizuno. I think he's the only player on the team that wears a Mizuno, and it was handmade for him this year, which of course speaks to his Japanese heritage, which means a lot to him. And he's got his grandfather's name, Tetsuji, stitched in Japanese lettering. So it's actually the Japanese word for his grandfather's name, which means a lot to him. So all these guys find little ways to make their gloves personal, and they shared those with us, and I think that's a really interesting part of the story as well.
You guys talked to Victor Scott II a little bit, and he talked about his favorite pregame ritual. Can you share that with us?
Yeah, we also call him Argo. I don't know if you're aware of that, but those of us in the know that that's actually his stage name. But, before every game, he likes to kind of keep it quiet. He thinks, once he's got all his work in, he likes to just kind of take some time to meditate and pray. He says a prayer before every game, and then he also sends a Bible verse to both his mother and his girlfriend before every game. That's part of his pregame ritual, which I thought was very moving.
Yeah, that's very, very cool. Last thing, and we don't want to give too much away. We want people to pick up the magazine or get a subscription to it. But you guys did a feature on the backstory behind Mitch Harris, and when he debuted in 2015, was an absolutely incredible story when he became the first graduate of the Naval Academy to play in the big league since 1921.
Yeah, and that's actually a story that I wrote, and I was going to do that anyway this year because it's a 10-year anniversary. So I just kind of like did a little research on Mitch and found out that he was a financial advisor down in Atlanta. Didn't think a lot more about that at the time, and then I was on the winter caravan with him this year, as it turned out. And he's wonderful on those events. The fans just love him. And he told me he's got a book coming out, and so we sat down and talked more about the book, and it turns out it's actually a very, very kind of deep and personal message that he has in there, a lot of things that he went through on his journey from, Naval Academy graduate. It took him 5 years of Naval service before he could play professional baseball again. He was worried that he was never going to get his chance. Of course, he was 29 years old by the time he debuted, which is ancient for a baseball player, young for us, but for those guys. And so I think I did share a little bit of that in the story. I guess I'll leave that as a little bit of a mystery. He also has a book coming out in about a month or so. He's going to be in town actually this week. He'll sign some copies of a magazine for us that we'll give to select readers that are lucky enough to buy that copy of the magazine. And I'm really looking forward to seeing him again. He's a really, really a wonderful man. But his journey was not exactly the feel-good story that we all thought it might have been at the time. And that has a great ending, but there's a lot that he had to go through to get to that point. So he's telling that story now. He's opening up about it. And I think people will really enjoy reading that.
It's all part of this month's Cardinals magazine. It's I mentioned it's available at the ballpark. If you go up to the stands where they got the scorecards and the media guides and everything, get yourself a Cardinal magazine. You can also get yourself a subscription. What are all the various ways that either you can pick up a single copy, Mark, or like I said, just make sure that you don't ever miss a copy by making sure that you're subscribed to it?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, we do have a stand at the ballpark where we sell all our products. We'll have a yearbook coming out in about a month, too. People can definitely want to stay tuned for that. And then, cardinals.com/magazine. You can buy any back issue. You can subscribe to a year there and get some free perks that are, I think, pretty handy. And we will mail that right to your house. In fact, I think this issue came out today. I found out my mom got hers today. So they're in the mail. We'll send them right to wherever you want it to be mailed to.
Is the yearbook done, or are you guys still putting the finishing touches on that?
We're putting the finishing touches. We're looking for about a June 30th release date. And I can tell you that if you're a fan of Willie McGee, this will be a must-have memento. Okay.
That's one of the, you guys do an amazing job with all the publications, the magazine, the calendar, everything. But that the yearbook and everything that you guys do, and it really is a yearbook because you guys spend just about the entire year working on it. But that is that's always just a fantastic thing that you guys do every year. So looking forward to that as well.
Well, thank you so much. We always appreciate your support, Matt. In fact, we had a staff meeting yesterday, and we've decided you are now officially a friend of the magazine.
Oh, okay.
I will bring you a copy to the clubhouse tomorrow.
Awesome. Please. Perfect. Do I get a business card that says Matt Pauly, friend of the magazine?
Matt, come on. Now, don't push it. This is all new to us. But, okay. We'll bring it up at the next meeting.
Perfect. Mark, always appreciate the time. We'll see you at the ballpark this week.
All right. Thanks so much, Matt.
All right. Very good. That's Mark Emmert. He is a senior writer with Cardinals Magazine. Great stuff coming up in this month's edition, and you'll definitely want to check that out for yourself. One more break. We'll come back, and we'll wrap up this edition of the program as we continue on with the Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on KMOX.
Just a couple minutes left here in this edition of the program. This is our only Sports Open Line this week because we've got Cardinals baseball playing evening games for the next four nights. They'll play Kansas City for the next three, and then they'll welcome in the Dodgers for a big weekend series beginning on Friday night. So it's going to be a fun week. Fun week of baseball at Busch Stadium. We mentioned that Jack Caglione, one of the top prospects in baseball, he's getting called up by Kansas City, will presumably make his major league debut coming up tomorrow evening. Andre Pallante against Michael Lorenzen. Maybe I'm crazy here, but I like that matchup for the Cardinals. I like Pallante more than Lorenzen. The final day, I think Matthew Liberatore is going to have a bounce back. Even pitching against Seth Lugo in the series finale, so I feel pretty comfortable with that one for sure. So we'll see what happens over the weekend. But the pitching matchups are fine for the Cardinals going into it. Wanted to mention one non-Cardinals baseball story before we get out of here, and there's a life lesson here. The life lesson is don't get drunk and do stupid things, because that's what some person in some other country did. But it impacted somebody in the United States, a baseball player, in a pretty major way. If you've not followed along with this story, Lance McCullers Jr. is a pitcher for the Houston Astros. And he was out for about 2.5 years due to injury. And McCullers has always been known as being like a really good dude. And he rehabbed an injury and eventually got back after 2.5 years. In his second game since returning from that absence, he gave up 7 runs in the first inning. So what ends up happening? The stupidest thing in the world happens. He starts getting death threats on social media. And one of the death threats said that they were going to find his kids and murder them. So just horrible things being said. And McCullers told the Associated Press that when his wife was talking about those threats on the phone, his 5-year-old daughter overheard the phone conversation. So when he got home that night, his 5-year-old came up and started asking him questions about what are threats, who wants to hurt us, who wants to hurt me, yada, yada, yada. As a father of a 6-year-old daughter, that hits home with me a little bit because I know the kind of questions that you can get asked as a dad, and sometimes you just don't have answers for them when they're coming about real world type stuff. Well, this had been investigated. Kyle Sixta, here's what they found out. It was an intoxicated bettor located overseas who had been betting on Astros games lost money, and when he was drunk, decided to start sending death threats to Lance McCullers.
That's just horrible.
It's terrible.
So bad.
It's terrible. And they haven't said what country this person is in or anything like that. Really, the being drunk thing, like, it's been a really, 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 really long time in my life since I've had enough alcohol to be that way. But at my worst, I'm not sending death. Like, you do stupid things when you've had a couple drinks too many. You don't send death threats. This is ridiculous.
That's so ridiculous. That's so far past the line. That's not what people do. People have to be better.
Yeah, and you can't use being drunk as the excuse.
No, not at all.
You can. That's what this better tried to say it. The man reportedly apologized and asked that his apology be relayed to McCullers and his family, and the case does remain open. Charges are being considered. I'm sure the person being in another country adds something to this that makes it more challenging, but just... a terrible story and a reminder that you should never do anything even in the same neighborhood as that story. We will call it a day for the program. We've got a replay of the Gas House Gang. That's on the way next right here on KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.